Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Alex Maldonado, a journalist and writer. And we're talking about his two books, Teodoro Moscoso on Operation Bootstrap, and then Luis Muñoz Marin. When you think back of these two giants, what do you see as were the key ingredients of their personality that made them successful? Is that too broad a question, or again a question from the de la izquierda? See, what you know, when you think of both of them, you can take them individually or both together.
Well, you know, both of them were complex. They had great careers. And I will answer that from my biased point of view. I come from poverty. My parents were migrants from Cabo Rojo. I was born in New York. I grew up in the South Bronx, and before that in Spanish Harlem. So I come from poverty. My parents came from poverty. So when I came into journalism, to me, the number one problem in Puerto Rico is poverty. And, you know, to deal with poverty, you have to create jobs. And you're not going to create jobs. I think we know this now, especially, you know, what's happened under Obama. You're not going to create jobs through government. I mean, it's not, government can go so far. You have to promote the private sector. And that for Puerto Rico, most people believed that that was impossible. Puerto Rico up to Muñoz and Moscoso. And so why they did it, to me, became the most important, the most interesting thing. To answer your question, I think they were not ideological. Muñoz always said he was a socialist, but Muñoz made very tough decisions that were aimed at one thing. They were focused. We have to create jobs. And to create jobs, we have to bring private capital to Puerto Rico. For Muñoz, again, that was a difficult personal thing because he considered himself socialist and he thought, you know, capitalism is bad. This one of his most important statements that he wrote late in his life is that capitalism is morally questionable but efficient. Socialism is morally correct, but it's inefficient.
Yeah.
So he had this thing. Then he had Moscoso on his side, who was really, I would say, a genius at precisely the art of promoting private capital. And they made some very tough decisions. The most important one was 100% tax exemption. And then secondly, create an organization to promote it. Because you can have the greatest incentives in the world, but if you don't have a really top quality organization, top quality people doing the work, what they call the industrial representatives, going and talking to executives, getting them to come down to Puerto Rico, selling them, it was a tough sell.
Right.
But they were so focused on the fundamental problem in Puerto Rico, which is poverty, and now not only unemployment, but we have, where I'm told, the lowest labor participation rate in the world. Now, it's hard for me to believe, but I'm told this is correct. You know, it's in the high 30s.
Right.
In the U.S., it's in the mid 60s, and they consider that a crisis because it's gone down.
Right.
So, you know, Puerto Ricans are not working. And those that are not working, a lot of them are not producing. They're not efficient. I see here where I live in Old San Juan, you know, hundreds of government workers, you know, doing nothing. I know they're government workers because they've got beautiful uniforms, but they're not doing anything.
Right.
So we have this major problem today. But answering your question was they were so focused on the one issue. And they were willing to make very tough decisions.
Yeah, when I think of the program at that time, and as you say, fantastic promotion, people of quality throughout the states with their offices, the Fomento offices. But the other thing, now as I think back, and it comes to my mind as I'm hearing you, is The program was very simple. I mean, it was, the exemption, as you said, it's 100%, and it was 100%, and it was, you know, in four pages you had the tax exemption program, and the regulations were three pages. I mean, it was just simple, clear, and things tend to, people, you want to complicate them. You start adding exceptions and additions and changes and this and that, and then it's harder to understand for people to come outside and come in and invest. But going to your experience in terms of your parents and you know that how that impassioned you in terms of job and economic development, tell us about your father and your mother and how that.
Well, they're Hibaros. They were long dead. That came up from Cabo Rojo in the late 20s or early 30s. My father says that he came up first. That he got off the ship and went directly to the Plaza Hotel. They were hiring dishwashers, and he was hired. And he spent the next 45 years there. And he, went up the ladder in the kitchen, never left the kitchen, and he had some very good jobs. And he reached a point, he says, where he was able to hire. So people from Cabo Rojo, they knew that if they went to the Plaza Hotel and asked for Maldonado, Alejo Maldonado, chances are they, because he was probably violating every rule. If you were from Cabo Rojo, you had a good chance to get it. So he did that. My mother, it wasn't happening. My mother never learned to read and write. She was illiterate. Came from a rural area, Cabo Rojo. She, extremely, I thought, intelligent woman. She worked in a garment factory. They were both very staunch union members. They were very, you know, they really believed in their unions. My mother in the International Lady Garments Union, and my father in the hotel union in New York. And she worked in a garment factory, and they both worked. And we lived in, you know, we lived in these tenements. And finally, we had our own house in the South Bronx. And that was their experience. And my brother, older brother, you know, we both went to CCNY, which was a great thing, you know, to go to college. And my brother had a good, great career with IBM. He died a few years ago. And I had this great luck of kind of dropping into Puerto Rico as a journalist.
And your father, you were describing to me, your father had an opportunity to leave the union and environment and be management, and he right. what was his thinking? I think comes back a little bit to some of the problems that we've had in Puerto Rico. But tell us about your thinking.
Well, he always said no, that he finally was made manager of banquets, which was a big job at the Plaza.
That
was the most prestigious, and those weddings and all that, and he was in charge of that. And he was obviously very well liked, and he was offered positions, and he said that he wouldn't because there was instability with management. You know, in the hotel management, these people burn out very quickly, so they keep changing it. So he wanted security. And so he never left the union.
What brings to mind, Alex, is when I was studying, writing to an article in terms of Puerto Rico, and we all know that one of the, I think, mistakes we made, and I think these two giants, they weren't responsible, but I think it had to happen, and it didn't. And we did not create entrepreneurs and people that are willing to start businesses and people who wanted to go to management. We created employees who wanted security. And I think, you know, your story, your father, brings to mind, I think, one of the biggest mistake that we made throughout all those years. We should have developed the entrepreneurship, and we still have studies that are being made. People have animosity towards entrepreneurship and ownership and all, which is something that we have to very, very quickly do away with, because let's take a break, and we'll be right back. I'm with Alex Maldonado, a journalist and writer.